Can I Ease the Pain? That's old Lisa Fisher. I think that song came out in 1991. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Thursday. Today's Thursday, April the 4th. Oh, we got through the point of the transition of April. We're in April. Went through the point of the pagan holidays and different the scenarios that people have going on or whatever the case may be. How is everybody doing out there? I'm pretty sure, and I hope, and I encourage you to be doing as best that you can be. But if you're not, do something about it. Well, today's podcast is going to be about easing the pain. From a breakup, basically. Easing the pain from anything, you know. I try to look at the whole different spectrum because people have all types of pain and you try to ease it. And the worst pain, I think, that besides the point of losing a loved one is a relationship. Being in a relationship with somebody and realizing, coming to agreement that person that you have spent all of your time with, and you realize at some point that they were not for you. It's a lot of people that be in just relationships that don't have substance. And I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that people don't learn from different relationships. Sometimes you have to go through different relationships in order to get what you didn't get when you were coming up, in order for you to do better. You know, all of us out here trying to heal. But some people are narcissistic. They are so narcissistic that they prey on people that they know will love them and that will be there for them. I'm going to tell you something. It's hard transitioning from a relationship when you feel like that you have given your all. A lot of us don't think about the whole big picture because we try to work so hard, especially when it comes down to women. A lot of women, we go through a lot of different stuff in relationships and with people and we don't realize it, or we do realize it, but we want to see the good in that person. We want to make it work. We want to do the things that our grandmothers them did. You know, they pound the pavement. They made things work. You know, they dotted their I's and they crossed their T's. But sometimes some of these dudes out here, they'll make you want to, do something to them. And with that being said, before you do something or make some type of irrational decision like that, it's best to just walk away. And a lot of people tend to try to walk away, but sometimes you can't walk away because people poke at you, or they make things to be more than what they is, or they pretend like that they're the victim in the situation when they're really not. Case in point, I was with my first husband for, really, to be honest with you, it was so bad until I can't even really remember, but we was together for a long time. But with that being said, like, even after we separated, within the situation of trying to get back and forth together, or whatever the case may be, I wanted it because I always wanted my children to have a father because I didn't have a father growing up. And when you are trying to fill a void of your past, you tend to receive that same type of void in your future. I advise anybody, don't do that to yourself, because a lot of times you'll be receiving stuff that you don't even need to receive. I went through the point of abuse, neglect, oh my God, verbal and physical abuse, emotional abuse, just being able to sit still, to have a sound mind with different stuff or whatever the case may be. And I was like, I'm not going through this type of thing anymore, because the simple fact is that was just living in pure hell. It's sad that so many different people don't realize that they're living in hell because they are allowing themselves to live in hell because they want something to work. They want to make ends meet. They want things to work out fine. They're worried about what society is going to say about them not being in a relationship with that person. Because some people, some narcissistic people, they tend to put their best foot forward amongst everybody else. But behind closed doors, they're pure hellions. I just say, I advise you, I'm not telling you to get rid of the person that you're with, but be mindful of the things that you're receiving in a relationship with somebody. Sometimes you could give more than the other person and then they don't want to give you absolutely nothing. And that's what it was. Like in my previous marriage, it was like I was giving my all. I felt like I was giving more than just more than my life that I even had. And this dude didn't see that. He didn't appreciate that. He didn't appreciate me. And when I was allowing myself to go through that type of pain, guess what? It made my self-esteem so low. It made me feel like I was lesser than. And I felt like that's what life was about. There's so many different people out here in this world that go through so much and don't realize it until it's too late. Sometimes some people could get to the point they get lost. I know quite a few women in my hometown that I grew up with that if they would have never got with the sorry ass Negro that they were with and had children with, they didn't escape that. If they would have was able to escape that scenario or that existence of that person, or escape that love that they thought they wanted to have, they would have been better people. Now it's like they drunks, they, you know, and these are women, you know, and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, you know, some women can make it to the point of men being that way, but all the time when I was coming up, that's all I seen was a bunch of women that were scorned and dealing with so much turmoil and pain and receiving things and didn't have no type of relief. I was one of them. And with that being said, like, it was crazy because seemed to me like it was a norm, because every other woman that was coming up and around us, we didn't see no role models of saying, hey, this is how a man's supposed to treat a woman, you know? And it's crazy that it's that way, because we don't have this thing in the black community of things being that way. Now, when I got grown and got amongst and out and I started seeing all these other black men opening doors and buying cars and cultivating their family, I was like, hey, it's a few good more men out here, you know? And That's a lot of times with some black women, or whatever the case may be, they don't realize that staying in the same environment, around the same avenue of people, and thinking about the cultivation of things, or whatever, they don't broaden their horizon, they don't get themselves out, they don't make themselves available, because maybe within the point they want to be Christians, or Bible thumpers, or they want to do the right thing, they feel like they're doing the right thing, but I don't think that it's the right thing to close yourself off from a great opportunity of love and happiness and somebody treating you the way that you need to be treated. Some people say they close themselves off because they don't want to receive the same thing that they had received before. And, you know, that's quite all right. You know, people do those type of things with that scenario. But at the same time, like, people don't understand that you can't expect to get in a relationship with somebody by being in the damn house. You know, like, yeah, maybe true enough, maybe the mailman or the delivery guy might come through there. But 9 times out of 10, if it's a mailman or delivery guy, guess what? They married. They got a family or whatever the case may be. And that's why they're doing that. Or maybe they're focused on their hopes and their dreams and or whatever the case may be. And it's more sense that's how things are. Some of us tend to hold on to things too long, and we want things to work so bad because the simple fact is you want to see the good in other people. I said that on my previous podcast. A lot of times we do that. A lot of times we got to see the bad in them. We got to accept the bad in other people. All of us have bad. Ain't nobody no better than the next person. But some of us are out here doing things to try to destroy other people willingly. A friend of mine had posted on social media earlier today, was like, and he was a man. He was like, yeah, a lot of us men out here are not out here trying to chase women. Some of us out here want to build with a woman. From this, I laughed at that because I know this guy and his caliber and how he is. He's a womanizer. He don't respect women. He don't respect himself. He don't cultivate his children or whatever the case may be. So how can you even come out your mouth and say these type of things? These type of things doesn't make sense. What you are quoting on social media doesn't make absolutely any sense within the point of how you are in your character. First of all, we have to get to the point of fixing us. A lot of us need to fix us before we get to the point of harboring another relationship. A lot of us don't do those type of things, but we really do. We really do need to fix us. I chose not to get in there another relationship after with my first husband, not, you know, particularly with a man. I just went off, said, hell to hell with it. I'm not dealing with these men no more. I had got with another guy, and he was like, he was cool, and he wanted to get married, and he felt like that he was all in love and stuff, or whatever the case may be. But he wasn't doing what he needed to do. As a man, he wasn't suffice for himself. And a lot of times when we get so connected with people, we want to eat, we want to make it seem like, hey, this can work. And we just keep taking these people, individuals back, knowing that it's not going to work. And men do that as well. But 9 times out of 10, it's a woman that's taking a man back and knowing that he's not doing what he needs to do in order to try to cultivate the relationship. How do you ease that type of pain? That's when the point that, hey, maybe you can say that you can fast. You need to fast and separate yourself from that person. And sometimes it's easier said than done. But for the most part, that's what you needed to do. With my first husband, I fasted from him. Like I got to the point where I didn't even want to have sex anymore. So with that being said, like, okay, well, he's already cheating, so I don't want to have sex anymore. And so that separated me, because sex is an energy. So when you keep allowing a person to come back, you're just absorbing that same pain that you are receiving, that you see physically with your eyes or whatever the case may be, or you hear verbally that same type of pain that you're hearing or whatever when you exchange sex. Some people say, well, hey, I just do it to just get my rocks off. I'm gonna tell you something. Damn your rocks. You need to get to the point that you have a more safer environment within yourself, and you got to get to the point of just be standing your ground. As they say now, standing on business, like within that, because a lot of times we keep harboring relationships and people, narcissistic people, narcissistic behaviors and stuff like that, and we won't be able to never heal ourselves. We'll still be to the point of trying to make things work that we know is not going to work. We're just wasting our time. Now, don't get me wrong. People do change, but not all the time they change in the right amount of time. 9 times out of 10, a lot of these black men out here, they want to settle down whenever they damn near dead and the dick don't work. Like, who wants a dead dick? Don't nobody want no dead dick. So with that being said, like, hey, if it's another guy that's out there, I don't care what, you know, they got going on within. If it works for you in a relationship, then it works for you. You can't go by to the point of what your family think that you should be with. What about how you feel? So forth and so on, even down to your children or whatever the case may be. A lot of us don't heal because we are worried about what another person thinks about our healing. But in 9 times out of 10, these same people are going to give their opinion if you heal or if you don't heal. That's just something for you guys to think about. How do you ease, go get through that stuff? You know, start to the point of doing things that you wanted to do, that you never was able to do. Find ways to maneuver. Keep yourself busy in order for you to not be able to fall short or fall vulnerable for that person that is causing you any type of pain. Like, we don't never realize that we can't get that time back. Some people say, oh, you know, I'll try it again tomorrow, you know, or things will be better over time. A lot of times things don't get better over time because you can't change another individual. You can only change yourself. I don't know. I had to get to the point of damn near 40 years old before I realized that I can't change other people. I can want what's best for other people, but they got to want what's best for themselves. And when people don't want that, I don't give a damn who it was. If it was my mom, my dad, my brothers, my cousins, or whoever the case may be, you can tell people over and over again how to fix their situation. If they don't even try to do it the way that you said do it or suggested for you to do, and they keep doing it the same old way and they keep failing at it, then I just say the hell with it. I don't know. It's just rough out here when you are trying to get yourself together. Try to make things good for you. And the reason why things won't be good for you because you keep harboring the past issues and the stuff that you went through with other people. It's like you keep collecting that pain. It's really time for you to make a decision. It's a time for a lot of us to make decisions. Decisions in order for us to do better for ourselves or whatever. And I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. I have sons. I don't bash men about their situation no more than I do with women because I'm a woman. I've made bad decisions as well as myself. But I have sons and I don't want nobody to disrespect and belittle and make my sons feel inferior because the simple fact is they don't want to do right. Do I get into my son's relationship issues? No, I don't. By all means, no, I don't. I give advice, but hey, if they take that advice, then they take it. But if they don't, I'm not going to be the type of person to be against that another individual because that person is not doing right by my son and my son is not doing right by that person. It's so many different moms that's out there that's doing those type of things. And we are creating pain for ourselves, not just for ourselves, but for the next generation. How do you expect to heal if you keep doing the same things that's causing you to have pain? Being in dead end relationships, fussing back and forth, not trying to understand, being on one accord or whatever the case may be. I was telling my husband today when we went to the park or whatever the case may be. I was just telling him, I said, hey, listen, I just want us to be able to be on one accord. For us to be on the same page. If we can get on the same page, we won't have to worry about the stumbling blocks or the stop signs ahead because we're on the same page. We know we're focusing on what's in front of us and not what's behind us. And you should do that as well. When you're in a relationship with somebody or that person wants to be with you, they're going to have respect for you. They're going to have respect for the relationship, their foundation, and so forth and so on. You know if a person is being disrespectful to you and not being there for you, and they're just thinking about their emotional being or how they feel and what they feel like they should receive. I don't know. It's crazy that it's that way, but people can tell you that they love you, but then show you that they hate you. I just never understood that whole concept. How can you show somebody how can you tell somebody that you love them, but you show that you hate them? And see, that right there is where we should draw the line. Because if a person is showing you that they hate you, why would you continue to allow them to tell you that they love you? You have to cut that type of thing off because then if you don't, you're going to keep receiving that same pain over and over again. Just like what Lisa Fisher was saying on her song. You'll get to the point of you thinking, well, hey, you know, it's going to get better. You hoping and praying that it's going to get better, and it never does. And 9 times out of 10, it don't. That's just something for you guys to think about. What are some ways that are some things that you do to try to help ease some of the pain or transitioning from a relationship from so forth? Do you get to the point of you staying single and try to get yourself together? Or do you just hop on to the point of getting in another relationship? But then you got to think about it. You're taking that same stuff that you went through in your previous relationship to the next relationship. And that part of you from the past didn't heal. Guess what? It's carried on to the new relationship. And then that part, you're going to add on to more things. Hey, listen, that didn't work with him. Now it ain't working with this guy here. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the problem is. You're the problem. You are the problem because you don't know how to heal. You don't know how to set boundaries. You don't know how to just say, no, hey, listen, this is not going to work. This is not what I want to receive. That even go from parents and so forth. I had to tell my mom that not too long ago. Hey, listen, I no longer want to receive the pain that I desire, the pain that I'm receiving from you, because I'm desiring for you to do something else different. And that's quite okay. Some people may understand that and some people don't. But what it's just basically saying is, hey, I require you to do something for me. And I need this from you. But you're not trying to give it. A lot of the baby boomers, this is what they tell you. Hey, listen, this is how I am and this is the way that I'm going to be. And it's just to the point of just saying, hey, they just set in your ways. Just because a person telling you that they're set in their ways, or they're acting, or they're showing that they're set in their ways, doesn't mean that you have to be okay with the ways that they're setting. You could not even receive that. You could just keep going on. And that's just how it is in some relationships, some dead end relationships of like that. Like, okay, he don't want to change. I'm gonna tell you something. It's so much with my husband now that has changed within him. For the better. I teach him something. He teaches me something. We teach the foundation something within certain things. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, hey, it's peaches and cream all the time. It's just at the point that you got to be willing to receive whatever that you dish out. And vice versa in order for you to understand. And you got to have open communication. You can't get to the point of feeling like, hey, listen, just because you said something and things supposed to go that way. Me and my husband now, we bump heads with that from time to time. He'll say something. I'll bring up, it'll be a problem. He'll bring it up or whatever, and we'll talk about the problem. And then he'll give a suggestion for it and then just assume that, hey, listen, just because he gave that suggestion, that's how it's supposed to go. And that's not how it is. You have to have confirmation and with confirmation from both parties in order for things to work. Hey, get some type of understanding. Because if not, you'll be trying to avoid each other. And that's where fights and mishaps go on and so forth and so on. Like, listen, people don't think about these type of things. It's some of the smallest things. Communication can help you from being in bad relationships or going through the turmoil or going through the pain with somebody. A lot of times we don't want to fix stuff. We just want to keep going through the motions. And going through the motion is just like the ocean. You don't know where you're going to land. I don't know. It's crazy. We got to get to the point of understanding. Communication is the key. You don't have to keep being a dead-end relationship with somebody when they don't want to change, because you got to always remember that you can't change somebody. You can give suggestions, but if that person is not willing to change, then that your suggestions won't even help as well. That's just something for you guys to think about. A lot of times we won't even have pain if we have communication or have understanding or people being straightforward. Having set boundaries, setting goals about the relationship. With my first marriage, that was one thing that we did do. We set goals about certain stuff, and we was one accord within that. But setting goals and applying those goals to what you were set as, and not doing the things that you necessarily need to do in order to fix it, allow other entities, other spirits, other thoughts and things that you don't need to do into a relationship, guess what? You're going to keep trying to avoid each other and the relationship won't work. There's just so many different things that we can do as a whole within ourselves in order to try to heal ourselves, but we choose not to because we want to make it work, go with the flow. Just because a door says open doesn't mean that it's going to just open necessarily that way that you think it's going to open. Sometimes you got to pull. Sometimes you got to push. Sometimes you got to damn near jar the door or lift up on the door in order for the door to open. You know, there's no one way to do certain things in life. You got to have an open mind within so many different ways of life and to have some type of understanding and not be able to place the victim within yourself and on others. Easing the pain, y'all. A lot of times, if we make better decisions, we won't have no pain. That's just something for you guys to think about. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Thursday, trying to ease your pain. Y'all have a good night.